Then the console exploded. Wiring's gone a bit crazy. Anything could be live, anything could go wrong. Anything could explode or collapse or something. Something bad, I'm guessing, right? Roars sighed. The light was strobing and flashing like a demented disco. Can we stop the lights doing that? Working on it, all under control! His voice broke off with a cry of pain. Right, he went on after a moment. That'll be the live one then. Nearly there now. Rose waited as the lights continued to flash and flicker. Okay, lied about that. Sorry, the doctor said. He was sucking his fingers. Not even close. The whole thing's gone balmy. That's a technical term, by the way. Balmy means, well, balmy, really. We either need to wait for the EMP to stop, which it doesn't seem is going to happen anytime soon, or we need to move the TARDIS out of its influence. And how do we do that? Oh, loads of possibilities there. Spaceship, lorry, forklift, truck, maybe a team of highly trained squirrels. Doesn't that mean going outside? Through the doors that aren't opening because the controls are knackered. Another technical term there. Like it. There was a crank handle in a cupboard. The doctor fitted it into a small socket under the telephone and turned until there was a gap between the doors. Outside looked dark, but not as dark as in the TARDIS. It's probably a wasteland, the doctor said. Be prepared for that. Aftermath of a war on this scale isn't much fun. Death, destruction, devastation. Lots of D words, really. Bit of a disaster. Rose squeezed through the gap. She stood outside the door and stared at the scene in front of her. It was night. Stars shining brightly above her. And the scene illuminated by what looked like gas lamps. I can see something, Rose said. That doesn't begin with D.
What?
I think it's a pub. The TARDIS doors clicked shut. Safety measure, the doctor said sadly. Like a rising hinge to keep the interior in stasis till she gets back to normal.
So they close themselves till you open them again?
Yes. Well, not quite. Once the doors are shut, they stay shut till she can repair her systems and get everything working properly again. They walked along to the pub, the Broken Spyglass. On the way, they passed several steam-powered carts, and also a bulky, oily, steam-driven approximation of a man. Puffs of white smoke erupted from the primitive robot's joints as it moved.
So this whole place runs on kettle power, Rose said, as the doctor pushed the door of the inn open.